From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle.
چراسی او پدوو کاندیدار کی خپل جمهور رئیس وټاکي.
People have now a renewed opportunity to go again and elect the leader.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai speaking through an interpreter today in Kabul as he announced that he has accepted a fraud panel finding and endorses a runoff election. The runoff will take place on November 7th as Karzai will face challenger Abdullah Abdullah. Neither candidate received more than 50% of the August 20th first-round vote. A fraud investigation dropped Karzai's vote to below the 50% level. Afghan law says a runoff is needed if no candidate gets above that percentage. The chairman of the Independent Election Commission said all the materials are ready for a runoff. In Islamabad, Pakistan, another deadly explosion today, this one at the campus of the International Islamic University. Officials say five people were killed by a pair of suicide bombers. NPR's Julie McCarthy is there.
I'm at the cafeteria, which is a destruction site after this bomb blast. They believe it was committed by a suicide bomber. In fact, one police official told me that they had found two legs here at the scene. There's a lot of debris inside, glass, blood splattered on the walls as you enter into the cafeteria. A hugely upsetting scene for this university. And this has taken place on the in the section of the women's part of the campus. Cafeteria reserved for women.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It follows a recent surge in assaults by Islamist militants as Pakistan wages a ground offensive against militants in South Waziristan on the Afghan border. The FBI has arrested a Defense Department scientist in Maryland on espionage charges. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The Justice Department has accused a Chevy Chase, Maryland man of attempting to deliver classified information to someone he believed was an Israeli intelligence officer. It actually was an undercover FBI agent. The FBI calls these operations false flag operations. Stuart David Nozette agreed to meet with an undercover agent and allegedly discussed his willingness to work for Israeli intelligence. Nozette allegedly told the agent that he'd held a top security clearance and had access to U.S. satellite information. He allegedly offered to answer questions about satellites in exchange for cash. Nozette agreed to provide regular, continuing information. He was arrested on Monday and is expected to have his first appearance in Washington federal court on Tuesday. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates is in Tokyo, where he is meeting today with Japan's foreign minister. They're discussing the U.S. Marine base on Okinawa. The secretary said he expects the base will remain open. Japanese share prices closed higher today. The Nikkei rose by 100 points, or 1%. This is NPR News. The latest newspaper to take a hit is the biggest of all, the New York Times. The paper announced yesterday that it hoped to avoid layoffs as it reduces newsroom staff by another 8%. NPR's David Folkenflik reports.
Other newspapers have suffered far greater drops in the size of their newsrooms in recent years. The New York Star-Ledger, for example, lost more than 40% in a single day. But executives at the Times had sought to shield journalists. Similar cuts already occurred last year, and staffers accepted a 5% pay cut in an effort to avoid further job losses. The Times has borrowed money at a steep rate from a Mexican billionaire, too, but the recession, combined with the erosion of advertising revenue for print in this digital age, has proved too much. Earlier this year, Times officials promised to reveal plans on how it would charge people to read articles on its popular website. But no announcement has occurred. Executives are still wrestling with how to do that without alienating too many readers. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The second day of talks in Vienna with Iran about its nuclear program has hit a snag. Tehran objects to French participation. The talks were designed to persuade Iran to send most of its enriched uranium abroad, which would delay its potential to make a nuclear weapon. Diplomats attending the meeting say Iran is insisting that France be excluded from any participation in plans to turn the enriched material into fuel for Tehran's research reactor. Iran holds a 10% share at a nuclear plant located in France and went into the talks criticizing French President Nicolas Sarkozy's government for withholding enriched uranium from that facility. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.